DIY still is the games, but more than half their revenue now comes from the music business. And they offer these expensive VIP packages for up to $20,000, and people buy them. And some performers make thousands of dollars a month off deals like that. Turns out, YY's customers really, really wanted to pay for virtual cotton candy. And now they get to. Zoe Chace, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm David Greene.
And I'm Renee Montaigne.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Illinois, dedicated to improving the quality of life for Illinois farmers by offering financial products and services geared specifically to the farm community and developing partnership-based relationships with its agricultural customers.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter March wheat is 645 and three quarters, up 11 and a half. Soft March wheat is 613 and three quarters, up 7 and a quarter. March corn, 408 and three quarters, up 1 and a quarter. May is trading 417 and a quarter, up 1 and a half. July, 422 and three quarters, now 23 even, up 1 and a half. December of 15 is 433 and three quarters, up 2. January soybeans, 1041 and a half, down 5 and three quarters. March, 1048, down 5 and three quarters. May, 1053, down 6 and a half. July, 1058 and a half, down 6. January soybean meal, 365.20, down 180. January soybean oils, 32.27, down 9 cents. December live cattle, 161.67 and a half, down 37 and a half. January feeders are 222.60, their limit down $3. February lean hogs, 82.50, they are down 75. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities. He is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Corn market continues its march higher, building on the success of last week.
Yeah, just follow through buying, MIR 162, process of supposedly being approved. It would generate more DDG sales to Asia. I mean, as expected this spring, but this earlier move by Asia has, ignited the corn market here over the short term. So we'll see if it follows through here. Also, continued ideas as we go to the January crop report. We're going to see less harvested acres on corn and beans both, and maybe a little smaller yield on corn, tighten up the supply-demand balance sheet. So corn's holding value, but, look at the screen. It's obvious they're back to the spread activity. It was corn higher, beans lower, and wheat higher here today, Dave.
So let's take one at a time. The first one is the MIR 162. What would that be worth in bushels should that come to fruition?
Well, it comes out to about 2.5 million metric tons. So, close to 100 million bushels in actual corn demand. But these DDGs, they fly under the radar. As we've pointed out, it's part of its container market. Backloads, for say. Everybody thought that market was dead, but now it looks like it's going to try to be revived here as we move in to 2015. So it's going to help, tighten things up. We'll see how aggressive they get, being that part of this corn demand is going to really hinge on Ukraine. The idea is Ukraine can't fulfill demand to China, so we're supposedly going to try to pick up some of that. But then, too, we got to remember we've got other parts of the world's got a little bit of corn for sale, too.
And you mentioned fewer harvested acres, a yield that is less than USDA's current estimate. What are traders thinking about the potential there?
Well, it depends who you talk to. You talk to that guy out of Waco, Texas, he's down about 1.4. Billion bushel carry out on corn, I think we're probably about 1.8. We'll see what they do with it. It's kind of hard to project what those numbers are going to be. But the idea is it's going to be a little tighter. When you look at the end result, though, we're going to have ample supplies of corn around to satisfy this crop year's needs. The question is next year becomes much tighter when you project a small carryout into 2015 production supply-demand balance sheet. Use a few less acres and trend line yields and keep demand robust. All of a sudden you're down to a billion bushel carryout next year. So I think the market will spread that idea. The spread trade of 2015 is to be long December 15 corn and short the old crop 14 crop.
So the spread trade, what would it have in it for flat price and March corn if it continues to strengthen the spread? I noted there's a gap around 4.25 in the March chart.
Well, you can use some chart gaps, some retracement levels for those upside projections. I believe probably here near term, timing is the key thing to watch here today and tomorrow. One of the time guys we watch real close has been fairly accurate on the timing of this grain market. Has projected for quite some time the high in the grain market would be the 15th and 16th of December. Not saying that's the high for the next 12 months or anything, but there's a word of caution that today's highs might be a near-term top before we challenge those other highs later on next summer.
The Fed's meeting this week. Is there anything in there that might be a market mover?
Well, we'll see what is said. You've got some new leadership in there that's trying to, or has been, the messenger of their policy. We'll see how trade interprets that message. Main thing is investor confidence is a thing to watch there. If we start to shatter investor confidence, then there could be some spillover ripple effect amongst the markets. So we'll see what's said and how it's presented.
Let's turn our attention to the livestock, where feeder cattle has really been taking it on the chin in recent sessions.
A lot of speculative liquidation. Some of these guys have been long feeder cattle for a couple of years, and year end's approaching. We're seeing a few more numbers, heavier weights in general. They're in a free falling through here, down limit. These JN feeders probably have another $6 to $8 to go down here before they find some significant support.
Is that support level a sideways market at that point, or is it a rallying cry for something firmer down the road?
Well, past history, anytime we've had a sharp break like this, it's followed by a sharp rally back to the upside. We've left some fairly large chart gaps to be filled. I don't think we're out of the woods on overall tight cattle numbers. Mm-hmm. I believe these lower energy values is going to translate in people going out to eat more. More disposable income. So I would view this break as a buying opportunity for retracement back up 50% to the highs we made here this last fall.
So oil prices under $60 a barrel, and you expect that to remain that way for the foreseeable future?
For a while, because we got a lot of people say, I can't stay below 60, go in there and buy. Well, I think it's going to, that thought's correct probably long-term, but short-term, I think it's going to take some time grinding lower here, building the base for recovery. We don't believe it's going to be a V-bottom, but one way to attack this falling energy market is to establish some positions with some limited risk. So eventually it will go back up. The question is when. And what happens is one has a tendency to be a little too early sometimes and gives up when long-term it works out. So the energy market's something to watch. And at these lower levels here, we're going to slow the production pace that we've seen here over the last 2 to 3 years.
Thank you, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace, March corn, 407 and a quarter, down a quarter. July, 421 and a half, unchanged. January beans, 1037 and three quarters, down 9 and a half, now down 9 and three quarters, now 9 and a half. July, 1054 and a half, down 10. January soybean meal, 363.40, down 360. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.